Welcome to Intersectionality in the American South, where educators, students, activists, and community members come together to unpack current realities for Black and Indigenous people of color. Each episode, we will discuss the impact of racism, sexism, classism, heterosexism, and anti-immigrant sentiment on the lives of Atlanta residents and BIPOC individuals throughout the South. This is your host, Dr. Katie Acosta, inviting you to embark on this journey with us. As far back as I can remember, I've never felt like I belonged anywhere. The daughter of Dominican immigrants, I was raised back and forth between the United States and the island, and I collected experiences at every step of the way. Everywhere I went, people wanted to know my story. On the island, folks would ask, "Tú eres americana, ¿verdad?" "Yes, I'm American," I would say. But in the back of my mind, I noted that the island was the only place that I ever claimed that identity. I've never felt American living in the United States. In the United States, people ask me, "Where are you from?" It's a simple question for which I've never had a simple answer. I identify as a queer Dominican scholar activist by way of New York City. I identify as Black, and I identify as Afro-Latina. And no, these are not either-or identities. Not for me, they aren't. Identities are complicated. People are complicated. And our stories share every bit of that complexity. Intersectionality in the American South is about bringing together academics with everyday people in conversations about the many forms of oppression that multiply marginalized individuals experience. What is intersectionality? It's a term coined by a legal scholar, Kimberly Crenshaw, to describe the experiences of having multiple systems of oppression that simultaneously influence how a person experiences the world. So, for instance, I was a young mother, and when my son was in elementary school, I showed up to get him from his first day at the predominantly white independent school that he attended at the time. And when I looked around confused because he was not where I had expected him to be at the end of the day, another parent, a white woman, asked if I was the nanny. "I'm sorry," she said, laughing nervously as I corrected her. "You just look so young." Now, I've been around the block enough times to know good and well that that woman did not confuse me for the nanny solely because of my age. She confused me for the nanny because my age came in my gendered and raced body. She saw a young Black woman and guessed nanny instead of university professor. Fast forward to 2022, and even with tenure, no one ever guesses university professor when they meet me. I've been confused for a student while on campus. Once, in full regalia at graduation. Part of me gets it. I walk in my body every day, so I'm fully aware of how rare it is in the academy. And my background as a race, gender, and sexuality scholar means that I have a deep understanding of how systemic racism and patriarchy and other forms of oppression create a predominantly white higher education where bodies that look like mine and have PhDs are outside of the norm and oftentimes, real talk, let's just say it, outside of people's comfort zone. Intersectionality is the lens that I use to name my experience. Not just as occurring to me because I am Black or a woman or a queer identified person, but as happening to me because of all of these identities simultaneously. Still, I think it's important to note that intersectionality has gifted me more than a name for these experiences. It's gifted me a lens that I can use to think about what resistance and activism looks like for persons who move in bodies that are relegated to the fringes because of white supremacy. Intersectionality in the American South is a podcast where we will unpack the stories of those relegated to the fringes, both within and outside of the academy. It's a place where we will talk about our survival, our resilience, and our resistance. It's a place where our voices will be heard, our ideas will be celebrated, and our forms of resistance are going to be validated. I invite you to subscribe, tell your friends, and stay tuned for more episodes. For additional resources and to check out our episode archives, visit the website www.intersectsouth.gsucreate.org. Also, please use the Contact Podcast feature on our website to leave us a comment. Let us know what topics you want to hear us cover on the show, and don't forget to subscribe. That way, you'll be able to catch every new episode. Leave us a review so that you can help us get the word out to others. See you next month. Intersectionality in the American South is supported by a Mellon Foundation grant, Georgia State University, and its Center for the Study of Africa and its Diasporas. I must give a special thank you today to Kenneth Brown II and Joshua Christian Childress, who provided the music for today. And finally, many people contributed to the production of this episode. So a special thank you to my wonderful graduate students, Autumn Jones and Xavier Lynham. And I'm deeply, deeply indebted to my colleagues, Elizabeth West, Edwige Jean-Francois, and Lakita Bonnet Bailey for their continued support. Thank you all for following, and join us next time.